Here is the clip of Klaus Schwab talking about indoctrinating your children.
We put emphasis on what I said before, public-private partnerships, which we accompany. So when we define a project like our Global Educational Initiative, I just describe it in a second, we have under the leadership of Cisco and many other companies, practically all the big names, we try to revolutionize the educational system of Jordan, Egypt, and now Burundi, by working together with the local authorities. We work also together with UNESCO, not only to equip the schools, but to put to retrain the teachers, to put the new curricula into place. So we work together with the, we accompany those we do not, that's a difference to the Clinton Initiative, which mainly, and which is a good thing, which asks companies to pledge some money, to make a commitment, and some to come back and to report.
But what else does Klaus Schwab push? The whole MI6, Tavistock Institute, trans agenda. Go to their website, and they say, we need more gay characters in the comic books and the children's shows. We need to teach the children to be gay. This will help with the population. You have Albert Bourla, you have Klaus Schwab, you have Benjamin Netanyahu saying, you're guinea pigs. We're making you take shots to see what it does to you. We're going to innovate science because we're using you as guinea pigs. It's just next level classical authoritarianism. Well, here's Klaus Schwab saying our education initiative. We have Cisco. We have particularly all the big names. We will revolutionize education. We will retrain the teachers. We will put new curriculum in place so that we can indoctrinate, that's brainwash, the children with our ideology at an early age. So they penetrate the governments. They put in the presidents and prime ministers. They put in the governors. They put in the DAs. They fill the Justice Department and the other federal systems around the world, and they brag openly how they're in control and what founded the Davos Group, the Bilderberg Group. And documents have come out of Bilderberg that they literally run almost every major corporation in the world. And they're setting up world government. And their biggest funding mechanism is BlackRock and Vanguard. And they know exactly what they're doing. And they create all these horrible globalist policies I'm going to be covering next hour with the 15-minute cities coming to a town near you and the lockdowns, the climate lockdowns. And then they sit back when we criticize them and say, we must censor the conspiracy theorists that claims we are taking over. You will eat the bugs. You will own nothings. You will like it. And they just say it with a straight face, with their psychotic eyes. Look at Albert Bourla. Look at Klaus Schwab. Look at Benjamin Netanyahu. They're Bond villains. Look at Obama, a Bond villain. And then they've got their puppets like Biden that do whatever they're told. Here is the clip of Klaus Schwab talking about indoctrinating your children.
We put emphasis on what I said before, public-private partnerships, which we accompany. So when we define a project like our Global Educational Initiative, I just describe it in a second, we have under the leadership of Cisco and many other companies, practically all the big names, we try to revolutionize the educational system of Jordan, Egypt, and now Burundi, by working together with the local authorities. We work also together with UNESCO, not only to equip the schools, but to put to retrain the teachers, to put the new curricula into place. So we work together with the, we accompany those we do not, that's a difference to the Clinton Initiative, which mainly, and which is a good thing, which asks companies to pledge some money, to make a commitment, and some to come back and to report. We are with the initiative from the beginning to the end. But there's one other difference.
So they indoctrinate the children with the ideology at an early age. Now, what are some of the other ideologies? Not just that euthanasia is good, or forced abortion is good, or forced injections are good, or medical apartheid, or worldwide vaccine cards and carbon taxes and universal basic incomes and the end of the family and the end of the single family home and the banning of fireplaces and the banning of beef. And I mean, you know all what they push, and suddenly they say it happens. Governments click their heels and go into motion all over the world, including the U.S. They say Canada and places like that are their models, doing the best job implementing the whole program as they penetrate the governments. But what else does Klaus Schwab push? The whole MI6, Tavistock Institute, trans agenda. Go to their website, and they say, we need more gay characters in the comic books and the children's shows. We need to teach the children to be gay. This will help with the population. Type in, WEF calls for more gay characters in movies. And then you go, look, and they're the ones getting the Disney money and getting all the big Time Warner money and all the BlackRock money to go in and teach these initiatives and sexualize their children. They're involved parenting your children, Klaus Schwab is, more than most parents are. And the private schools are on board because they're getting grants. YLBTQ representation should be a priority for businesses and the media. WEF Forum. See? Everything. Who funds the racial division? Who funds Black Lives Matter? George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates. This is an organized program against humanity, ladies and gentlemen. And again, what we're showing you from these super creepy drag queen story times is not the stuff that we can even show on air. It gets far worse, pulling their breast out, shaking their asses, artificial penises, simulating men having sex with each other. And it's all Klaus Schwab, a creepy psychotic whose grandfather was one of the top Nazis producing weapons for Hitler, including flamethrowers. And boy, they're flamethrowing our children with depopulation agenda we're going to cover when we start the next hour. You want the deep dive on the climate lockdowns, on the 15-minute cities, on what's coming? You are about to get it, and then I'm going to take your calls. We're opening the phones up in the second hour. The phones are now open at 877-789-2539. First-time callers on the subject of the Great Reset, Agenda 2030, the New World Order. There's 100 topics within that, but I want a discussion of the New World Order agenda and how we stop it at 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Why does the establishment spend so much time demonizing InfoWars, attacking myself and the crew and our other host? Because they know we're pro-human. They know we're telling the truth. They know we've got their number. They know everything we do is about empowering humanity. And God gave us through Mother Nature incredible compounds that will supercharge our body's stamina, libido, energy, and immune systems. And we came out many years ago with Real Red Pill Plus that has all the documented compounds like preglinone and so much more to supercharge your body and to give your body the key elements and the key ingredients it needs to function at a proper level. This is the answer to the New World Order's tyranny. This is Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Red Pill Plus exclusively, InfoWarsStore.com.